Vayter in Shasrin Dav Chafav, picking up on Chafav, but the brand new Perek, Bishloshet Prakim, the fourth Perek of Maseches Tainus. Let's jump right in, shall we? Here we go. Zakta Heilige Mishnah. Well, this is a doozy, my friends. We get the entire Amud. This entire Amud is a Mishnah, and it goes into the next Amud about a quarter of the way down. We'll see. B'shloshet prakim b'shanah, the three times of the year that the Kohanim are going to end up doing Birchas Kohanim, four times during the day. And we're going to see what they are. They're going to be doing it. Shachas, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ilah, Sha'arim by Ne'ilah. When are those? We'll see. B'shloshet prakim b'shanah, Kohanim losim eskapeyam, arba pa'amim b'yom, b'shachas, b'musaf, b'mincha, u'b'ne'ilah, Sha'arim. What's Ne'ilah, Sha'arim, you ask? Rashi says, b'farish b'brachos Yushalmi, aperk tefilas ha'shachah, emasai Ne'ilah. Yesh omim Ne'ilah Shari Mikdash, when they're closing the Mikdash, and Yesh omim Ne'ilah Shari Shamayim, when the Shari Shamayim are clothing, Shanol Mosan La'erev, Alais Erev, Bigmar Tfil, when you're finishing off. Okay, when are these times, these social prakam that we do this? Betanios, when they have these tainis, when they set up because we don't have any rain, or these bad things are going on, we need to have a tainis. Ma'amados, I'll explain in a minute, it'll be Yom Kippurim, which we know what Yom Kippur is. What are Ma'amados? So, we know that they bring the carbon, whenever there's a carbon brought, so whoever is bringing a carbon has to be there when the carbon is brought. They have to be standing by it. The omid al gabon, omid, ma'amodos, ma'amod. He has to be standing there. So there are times when all of Klai Yisrael was bringing a carbon, right? And what happens when you have all of Klai Yisrael bringing the carbon? You can't have everybody there, otherwise known as a carbon tamid, which is bring what the pasuk says. So we're going to see in a minute. Tishmeru, they have to be guarding it. You have to be there. So they would set up just like we have mishmaros of Kohanim that were split up. They had different 24 mishmaros of Kohanim. We also had 24 mishmaros for the ma'amados. They would set up either Kohanim Levim Yisraelim, or Justice Yisraelim, or Chalkos Rishonim. Let's go with the say. Let's say Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. And they would take part in it. Let's take a look. Elohim, my mother, she's my mother. Sufficient, Emmer, Tavis, Beni, Serv, Matel, Hamas, Carbon, Yilach, me, Elisha, Reach, Nichoch, Tishmeru. What's me, Tishmeru? It's got to be Shomer. Someone's got to be there watching it. And it says the Gemara, Vichia, the Mishnah, Vichia, Carbon, Shaodam, Karav, who ain't no Omen al Gabon. How could it be that they're doing without them being standing there? His skin in the Vim, Rishonim, Esum, Abba Mishar. So the Vim, Rishonim, which Rashi says is Shmuel and David, the Gemara is going to say, they set up 24 Mishmaros that they split up the Quran, the Vim, the Israelim, that they would be involved with it. I'll call Mishmar Mishmar, every one of them, Hayu Maimid Yerushalayim Shel Kohanim Shel Levim Shel Yisraelim. They had a Maimid in Yerushalayim of Kohanim Levim and Yisraelim that would be by the carbon in order they would represent. Higiyaz Ma'an Mishmar Lalos, when it came time for the Mishmar to go up, Kohanim Levim Olam Yerushalayim, the Kohanim Levim, they would go up. Yisraelim Sheba Osa Mishmar Biskansin Lareim, they would gather into their cities. Rashi says it was spalin al karba nachem. They would daven for the karba nachem. She iskabel berotzen. She be accepted berotzen masanin. And they would fast and mitzian sefer Torah. They bring out sefer Torah b'yom tanis on the day of their tainus. V'korin b'maisa bereishis. They would start reading from maisa bereishis from the beginning of creation of the world. And the Gemara is going to explain why exactly we do that. The anshei ha'maimid. This is in parentheses. We'll read through it just quickly. V'anshei ha'maimid hayu masanin. They would fast arbayom b'shavuah, 4 days of the week. B'yom beis v'ad Yom Chamishi, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Lo Yom Masan and Erev Shabbos. At Erev Shabbos, they covered Shabbos because of the covered Shabbos. Lo Be'echad B'Shabbos. And on Sunday, Kiddush Lo Yitzu Miminucha Ve'oneg Li'egi V'Tainas V'Yamusa. They shouldn't leave from this complete rest to this tremendous work, and they should die. They become really sick. It should be hard for them. Okay, now what exactly would they read the Ma'amados? They'd read from the Teda. They'd read Bayom Rishon on the first day. They'd read Bereishis from the beginning. Bereishis Baruch Kivus Shemayim V'Saaretz. And they would take it from there. They would take it from the beginning, and they would read the whole first inyan. Now, the first inyan only ends up five psukim, and we know, as Rashi brings down, that you have to have Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael called up, and each one needs to have at least three psukim in it, so they have to continue reading a little bit more than just that. So they would read Bereishis, and then they'd continue Vihirikia. And the Gemara is going to say, how could they split it up in a way that it's going to be three, three, and three, if we know that the first are five psukim, and then the other are three psukim, it's eight in total. So they, how do you split five into two? We're going to see that, we're going to jump into the Gemara. But Yom Risha Bereishis Vihirikia. Basheni, we continue on in the Torah reading from Bereishis, just goes weiter with that. Yehira Kia, then V'yikavu Amayim, to finish off, to make sure we have enough Pesukim. Bashlishi, on the third day, Yikavu Amayim, V'yira Ba'oros, which is, again, just look in the beginning of Bereishis, you see all these Pesukim. Baravi, Yima'oros, V'yishetu Amayim, B'chamishi, Yishetu Amayim, V'totzi Ha'aretz, V'ashishi, V'totzi Ha'aretz, V'yichulu Hashamayim. All the first parak of Bereishis. Parsha Gedola, Karina Sabishnaim, Akatana Biyach, the Parsha Gedola, the first section would have the most psukim in it, You have two people read it, and the last one you'd have one person read it. And again, the question is going to be, how do you split five into two people? But Shachris uba Musaf, but Mincha, that all this we just described was done by Shachris and Musaf. But Mincha nichnasim mekorin al piyam. But Mincha time they would do it, they would read it by al peh. Rashi says that that the kol echad b'fnei atzmo, they read it by themselves, and the uboy b'gemara ma'ika amar meikara katani parsha katana demashma the b'sefer Torah. Oh, the Gemara is going to ask a certain question on this. But the point is, a mincha nichnasim mekorin al piyam, they would do it by al peh. Mekorin shema, just like you read shema, shema can be read by itself. You can read by peh. You have to read it from the Torah. You know, with everyone, you can read it by yourself. So to this as well. Erev Shabbos on Friday, b'mincha lo yinichnasim b'nei kovet Shabbos. By mincha time, they wouldn't go into the shul and do the mamadu say because of the covet of Shabbos. You don't go and get involved in these type of things. Niyo. Kol yom sheish bo halal ein maimid b'shachris. Anytime there's a day where they have halal, so as we're going to see soon, we're going to see like in a lamashal, a case of Hanukkah, like the first day of Teves, the first Aleph Teves. That the Gemara is going to, the Mishnah is going to say it soon. So kol yom, any day that we have sheyesh bo halal ein maimid b'shachris, you don't have a maimid during shachris. Karban musaf ein b'ne'ila. When you have the karban musaf that's brought, any day when you have a musaf it's going to be brought, so then you don't do it by the ne'ila. And karban eitzim ein b'mincha. And when there's a karban eitzim, you wouldn't do it by mincha. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, this is all Rabbi Akiva. What's the karban eitzim? We're going to see the karban eitzim is that when after Golos Bavel, we had the Klal Yisrael came up and they didn't have enough wood in order to bring karbanos. So what happened is a bunch of families came forward. There were nine families that came forward, and because of them, they brought wood. And the Nevi'im set up that because they acted like that, they should have a holiday for them every year that they would bring wood, even if they had wood, they would bring wood, and it was a whole holiday for them. So we see karban eitzim, ein b'mincha. Whenever we have the karban eitzim that's brought, then they wouldn't have the maimed that was done by mincha. This is all Rabbi Akiva. But they argue over here, Benazir argues, he says, Kachayu Rebbe Yoshua Shona, he learned differently. Karban Musaf ain't ba mincha. As opposed to saying ain't ba ne'ila, he says ain't ba mincha of his Karban Musaf. And Karban Eitzim ain't ba ne'ila. That he wouldn't do ba'ila. Chaz Rebbe Akiva Yosef Shona Kabenazai, he switched his mind, he retracted and went like Benazai. Okay, now, Zman Atzei Kohanim Va'am Tisha. The Zman Atzei Kohanim Va'am, when they would go and they would bring these holidays that they set up for these people, these families that brought the wood, there were nine of those days, right? Nine families, 9 days. V'echa ben Nisan, b'nei Arech ben Yehuda. Now it goes to the different names of the families that they would go and do such a thing. So the first day of Nisan, that was that family. V'echa ben Thomas, and the 20th of Thomas, b'nei David ben Yehuda. These, Rashi says, where it came from, they were grandchildren of David HaMelech. Chamisha ba'av, and the 5th of Av, b'nei, I don't know, great-grandsons. I mean, they're descendants. We're going to see he actually had a double whammy, but he would do it on the 5th of Av. That was their time to do it. The Parush from Yehuda. B'shivabo, the 7th of that day of that month of Av. B'nei Yonadav, ben Rechvav. B'asarabo, b'nei Sonav, ben Binyamin. That's what their family did. B'chamisha asarbo, b'nei Zaytu, ben Yehuda. On the 15th, it was this family. You have Zaytu, ben Yehuda. Now, who did along with them? V'yimayim, Kohanim, Levim, v'chol mishita b'shifto. The Kohanim, Levim would do it, and anyone who made a mistake, in other words, that they don't know which family they're from, they know that their family did it, but they're not sure which one, they participated, as well as Ubnei Gonve Eli, Ubnei Kotze Ketzios, and we're going to see, the Gemara is going to explain why they were called this, but these had family names, and that is, Eli is like a pestle, from a mortar and a pestle, so the pestle thieves, and the those that cut the figs, the fig cutters. Now, Be'esrimbo, B'nei Pachas Mo, Ben Yehuda, Be'esrim Be'elul, B'nei Adin, Ben Yehuda, Be'echad B'teves, first day of Teves, right, during Hanukkah, Shavu, B'nei Parush, Shnia, then they repeated, and they got a second a round of bringing. Be'echad B'teves, Lobo Maimed, on the first day of Teves, there was no Maimed, Shahaya Bo, Halel, why? Well, there's three reasons why. Because on that day of the first day of Teves was Halel, because it's Hanukkah. V'karban Mosav, because of the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh. And V'karban Eitzim is also the day of Karban Eitzim, so therefore they wouldn't do that. Chamisha Devarim, then we get to a famous part of this Mishnah. Chamisha Devarim, Eruos, Avasenim, but Shavas HaBatamas. There were five things that happened to Klal Yisrael on the Shavas HaBatamas. V'chamisha B'Tishvav, and five things happened in Tishvav. B'Shavas HaBatamas, on the 17th of Tamas, what happened? Beep, turn the page. Chafav and Beis. Nishtabu Luchos, the Luchos were broken. Rashi says, but Gemara Mefaris, the Gemara is going to explain exactly what's going on over here. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down, and this is by the Eagle of Zav, and they break the tablets. Ubatel tamid, the carbon tamid, unfortunately, was ceased and desist. It stopped on that day. Vahufku a'ir, and the walls of the cities were breached. This is also, this is by Bayesheni. Vesarf apostamus is a Torah, apostamus arasa marusa from Greeks. He came on, he burnt the sefer Torah. Vamidut selim behechan, they put a selim, they put an idol in the hechan, the base of Migdash, but Tishabav, and the Tishabav, they had five things happen. Nixal of Asenu, Shalayi Kanchalar, it was goes, they're not going to go in, Parshat Shalach, because they cried, they weren't going to go into the land. Vechara of Babayas, Rishon of Ashnia, and the first and second base of Migdash were destroyed that day. Vinilkada, Beisar, and Beitar was conquered. Rashi says, Ir Gadol of Ayisol Darva, a lot of Jews were there. Very, very terrible time. Venechusha Ir, and the city was plowed. The city of Yerushalayim was plowed on that day, also in Tisha B'Av. So we see that five, don't forget, two of them was the first Pesach, and the second Pesach is part of the count. Mishenichnas Av, Mematin, Asimcha, as soon as the month of Av enters in, we are Memayit, we decrease and we lessen our Simcha. Okay, now, Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Lios Besocha, a week that Tisha B'Av falls in, Rashi says Shavua, a week that Tisha B'Av falls in other words, on a Shavua Shechal Bo, also, milisparil mechabes, it's also to get a haircut and to clean our clothing. Uvechamishi mutarim pnei kovet Shabbos. But if it falls out, as Rashi points out, on Friday, then you're allowed to do it on Thursday because you're going to Shabbos, kovet Shabbos. Erev Tisha B'Av and Erev Tisha B'Av. Lo yochel adam shnei tafshilin, a person shouldn't eat two different cooked dishes. Rashi says, like basar vidagim, meat and fish, a basar ubeitzim shalaf, or meat or that have egg on it, o dag ubeitzim shalaf, or even fish that has egg on it, like we see in Avri Psachim, don't have those things. Lo yochel basar v'leishto yayin, don't have meat, don't have wine, don't drink wine, or b'shamim gamliel omer, yeshana. He says you got to make some sort of difference, some sort of change. Rashi says, but Gemara first, we're going to explain that. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev kfiyas. Amita Rabbi Yehuda said you have to flip the bed over on its face and not sleep upon it. However, v'lo do chum the chum, and we're not masking to him. Amar b'shem gamli alohi yom tov liyisol k'chamisha sabah av yom kippur. There were not holidays like these two. These were the greatest holidays. That is Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. Shabbat on those days, benotz Yerushalayim yotzas b'kli lavan shulin. They would go out wearing white clothing that they borrowed. Why? They borrow it. Shalul levayish just means she'enlo, so you shouldn't embarrass someone who didn't have. Rashi says even the rich people would take and they would borrow from someone else in case somebody doesn't have. They shouldn't be embarrassed they don't have. Kol kelim to tefil, all the kelim meaning the clothing they need to be tefila. Rashi says before you put them on, why? Because not everyone's a bucky in their friend's clothing, and I don't know, maybe it was they were a nida and it became tame. Very makpid on that. Ubenos Yerushalayim yotzas v'cholos bekarmim. They would go out and they would dance in the Kramim, the vineyards, Omer, Yomeros, what would they say? Bachor, young man, Sonei, Necha, Eima, Tabor, take a look, raise your eyes up and see what you choose. But, Al Titein, Necha, Benoi, don't get me taken by beauty. That's not the purpose. Tein, Necha, Mishpacha, look at the family. Sheker, Achein, Vehevel, Yofi. Beauty is Sheker, it's lies. Vehevel, Yofi, and all this idea of, it's Hevel, Avalim, it's vanity of vanities. Isha Yeres Hashem, he tisal, a woman who fears heaven, fears Hashem, she is praised. That's the one that you want to be going for. And the next pasuk says, give her the fruits of her hands and let her be praised in the cities with her actions. And similarly, we also know that it says, go forth and gaze, daughters of Tzion, upon King Shlomo, ba'atar she'etalo imo, with the crown that his mother crowned him, biyom chasunaso, biyom simchas libo, the crown that his mother made him on the day of his wedding, and the day of simchas libo, the joy of his heart. So now we break this down. What exactly is going on? Rashi says when it says Shlomo Melech, it's actually talking about Hashem himself. When it says his mother, it's talking about Bnei Yisrael. Kiyom chasunaso zeh matan Torah, like the day of matan Torah. That we got the Torah, which is on Yom Kippur. This is the Luchos Shnios that were given. Rashi says Yom Kippur, which is about Luchos Achronos. Over Yom Simchas Libo, the day of the Simchas Libo, is the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash. Sheyabana b'mehir b'yameinu, that should be rebuilt speedily in our day. Amen. Now, the Mishnah said that three times a year when the Kohanim would do Birchas Kohanim four times a day, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and the Ilah. Only one problem. In fact, the Gemara. When it says and when you have a fast and you have mamados, was there musaf? They didn't say musaf. So how do they do nesias kapayim? We're lacking. This is what I meant to say. The three prakam that they do the nesias kapayim, that they do avichas koanim. Kol zman shebespalim. Every time that they daven, as Rashi says, means. And there are some of them that have four times that come out in the day. These are the three times that some of those end up having that as well. All this is going in the world of Rabbi Meir, that he says that these three times that the Kohanim go ahead, they do by every tefillah. You do it by shachris, you do it by musaf, that's good in deity. Mincha and ne'ilah, amen, nesias kapayim. But you don't do it by mincha, you don't do it by ne'ilah. Man chachamim, who are the chachamim who says that you don't do it by mincha and ne'ilah? Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda. The tanya's we learned in a braisa. Shachris and musaf, mincha and ne'ilah, these four things, kulan, yeshbem, nesias kapayim. All of them have nesias kapayim. Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shachos Abusav Yeshbem Nesias Kapayim, Melchu Ila Einim Nesias Kapayim. Rav Yossi Omer, Rav Yossi speaks up and says, Ne'ila Yeshbem Nesias Kapayim, but Mincha Einim Nesias Kapayim. He makes a split. But my Kamifli, what exactly is the Machlokas? Rav Meir Savar, Kol Yoma, Taima Maya Lo Parshi Kohanim Yadayim Minchasa. Why isn't it that every day they go ahead in the Kohanim, why don't they go ahead and do Berchus Kohanim every single day? Answer is, survey says, Mishum Shichris, because of being drunk. Ha'idna, the lesson like a Shichris, but now on this type of day, if a Maimid or Yom Kippur, which is a fast day, they don't get drunk at all. So therefore, what? You go ahead and you could say Birchas Kohanim even by Mincha. Azah gzokt Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Savi says, Shachas Musaf, you Shachas Musaf. The Kol Yoma lo shchiach shichris. Because every day they don't get drunk at that time. Therefore, logos are in the button. There's logos there. Mincha ne'ila ba'mincha ne'ila. The Kol Yoma shchiach shichris. Every day people do get drunk at the time. They have their sudas. They eat. They drink. They be merry. Therefore, goes over the button. They made the gezer that they don't do it even on a fast day. Rabbi Yossi Savar, he holds Mincha, the Isa b'chol yom a Mincha, which have every single day, goes to Rabbanan, that's where you have the Gezerah. But the Ila, the last b'chol yom, it's not found every day, therefore lo goes to Rabbanan, and that's why Rabbi Yossi comes along, and he's that third opinion over there, that he comes and he tells us that by Mincha not, but by Ne'ila, yes. Incidentally, important to know, as Rashi points out, you're not allowed to do Nesias Kapayim when you're drunk. Okay, now, what's Halacha? Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Halacha Rabbi Meir, the Halacha goes like Rabbi Meir, that on a fast day you could do a Mincha and the Ila also. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nogu Am Rabbi Meir, not that the Halacha, but the Nogu Am Rabbi Meir, that's how they were knowing. The Rav Amar No is a Minog Rabbi Meir, that the Minog is to do it like Rabbi Meir. Now, what do all three of these things mean? Man damer halacha Rabbi Meir, the person who says halacha is like him, that means darshinin la bepirka. They darshin this out in the halachas. Rashi says halacha Rabbi Meir, deba'inan, deleikum, kavasei alma. We go and tell everyone. Man damer minhag, the one who says that it's a minhag that to go by Rabbi Meir, midrashah lo darshinin uriyeh marinan. We don't go ahead and we don't darshin it straight out, but we do paskin like that if someone comes and they actually ask. And we pass like that. Umanda Amr Nogu, the one that says that we're not to do such a thing, it means we don't go and teach to do it. The Ovid Ovid. If they did it, they did it, and we don't go ahead and make him take back that which he did. Or more accurately, he's about to do so. A coin starts walking up to go do it, we don't stop him. For Rav Nachman, Amar Halacha Rabbi Yossi. Rav Nachman said Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. That was that split shtickle that you don't do it by Mincha, but you do do it by Ne'ilah. Halacha Rabbi Yossi, he says Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Now, frankly, Gemara, if it's really true that Halacha is like him, that we don't do it by Mincha and by Ne'ilah, though in my time of Parsi Kohani Yodayim of Mincha Satani, so why do we find that they do the Seas Kapayim by Mincha time? Kavan says Gemara. Kavan de b'samach l'shkiyah sachama kaperche ketfilas ne'ila damia. Says Parsi. I'm sorry. Since it ends up being very close to shkiyah, so then we say it's like ne'ila because it's so close to ne'ila. Rashi says shema achrin ad shkiyah zacham mespalim kol sha ve'ino hochin lebeis hakanesas mishe shavu samechza lamala. They would go and they would daven in a way that would be very close to Ne'ilah. Rashi says, Dahasha lekel migzar, Misham mincha, the chol yom de mincha, so ki ha lesa, b'chol yom, you don't usually have that, but the daven mincha is so late, but here we do, so therefore it reminds us of Ne'ilah, that's why you do it. Says the Gemara, Dehuli alma miyas shikor asa b'desias kapayim, minan imili. This whole concept, though, that we all agree, that everybody says, that you're not allowed to be drunk when you're going ahead and being involved with this. So, what's the pshat? Not immediately. How do we know that that's the case? That a kohen can't be drunk. I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara. Lama nismach ha-parshas kohen mevarich le-parshas nazir. Why is it that we have a little story about the kohen in parshas naso? Well, first, the Torah talks about the idea of the kohanim saying yirecha shem yishrecha. And right after, it talks about the parsha of the nazir, the person who stops himself from being involved with any sort of wine. Lomer is coming to teach you. Man nazir asa b'yayin. Just like a nazir is also from the wine, af koin mevarach asa b'yayin. So too, a koin who's about to do birchas kohanim is also going to be usher with wine. Maskel Rav Yehuda, Rav Zeira came and he asked a question. He says, really? V'armel o'shaya bar zavda. Ima nazir asa b'chartzon. So if you want to play that game, well, a nazir can't even have the grape seeds. Af koin mevarach asa b'chartzon. You're going to tell me that the koin does the sis kapayim. It's also for the ham and the grape seeds. That clearly is not true. So then maybe we snack the whole thing off. Amar Yitzchak, Amar Christ. So we have a pasuk. The pasuk says, "L'sharso u'levarich b'shmo." We see a comparison over here from when they did the avoda and the Beis Hamikdash to the idea of birchas kohanim. Mam is sharis, but the mecharson, just like what it says l'sharso u'levarich b'shmo. So l'sharso, just like we know mecharis is, but the mecharson, somebody goes ahead and is involved in the Beis Hamikdash. He can't get drunk, but he's allowed to go ahead. He's allowed to have, like the pasuk says, that yain v'shech al teish v'vochem elo moed. He's not allowed to have wine, can't drink it. However, he's allowed to have grape seeds. Af koin mevarich mutter b'charson. So too, a koin mevarich, because he's doing birchas kohanim, he's allowed to have grape seeds. Beep, turn the page. Chaf Zayin Amar Aleph. Says the Gemara on this delicious Chaf Zayin Amar Aleph. You're telling me that you want to make this little comparison over here, and you would have set up that the kohen who's doing the avoda is someone who's also compared to like the birchas kohanim, so then let's keep going. Imam Mishar is Bal Mum Lo. If we have a kohen who's a Bal Mum, he can't be Masharis in the Beis Hamikdash, he is some sort of Mum. Af kohen Mevarach Bal Mum Lo. So to say a kohen Mevarach, a kohen that wants to do the Sis Kapayim, if it's a Bal Mum, then it wouldn't work. Says Gemara, what do you mean? Behaz Kisla Nazir. But we compare it to a Nazir. And we know that a nazir, so this should make no impact on him in any sort of negative way. Person is doing the Sias Kapayim, just like it doesn't mess him up by a nazir. This is going on. My chazis, the makshas le kula. Why do you decide to focus on the kula aspect of this? Akish le chumra. Why don't you look at the chumra aspect? Meaning to say, why is it looked at the fact that the kohen that in the Sias Kapayim, a person doing birchas kohanim, is allowed to have grape seeds. He's like the nazir also, and he's allowed to go to have a mum. Akish l'chumra. Why don't you flip it the other way and say that the person does birchas kohanim, it has to be like someone who does the avodah and Beis Hamikdash, and in which case, and to a nazir, that he's going to be usher from these things. If he has a baal mum, it's going to be no good. And a nazir, that he can't have chetzan amaso. So it's Gemara, no. Asmachta ninu midrabanan. Really, lemaisa, all of these are just asmachtas that we're hanging our hats on these ideas, but it's not a daraisa shtekel. Ula kula. Therefore, it turns out that we're going to be makel as much as we can because it's the derabbanan. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.